Blog Talk Radio.
$12 radio show. It's the Monday morning edition. Monday, September the 19th of 2016. Thanks for being here for episode number 144. There's only 97 days left until Christmas. I was saying that sarcastically about 2-3 weeks ago as the unofficial countdown began, but there's an ad for a bank where you visit. I don't know if it's a bank or a department store, but they're talking about credit, and you can visibly see a Christmas tree in clear view and lights. So, oh, okay. So that's how we're going to play Christmas this year, huh? The games officially begin the 4th of July. It's not quite that bad. They start putting out the back to school stuff right after the 4th of July, and then I just need to get it through my head. Everything is 3 months ahead of time. I am barely three minutes ahead of time, so that's why I'm always in trouble, I guess, and find myself complaining a lot. Let's see here. Right now it is 10:05 Mountain Standard Time. If you're not in the Mountain Time Zone, now would be the time to adjust your clocks accordingly. We are at the northwest corner of City Park here in beautiful Fort Collins, the land of craft beer and the home of the CSU Colorado State University Rams, but we've got a great school here with agriculture and veterinary school of medicine. We've got craft beer on every corner. We have medicinal pot. We have recreational pot. We have everything that you need here in this city. Everybody has a dog. They really do. There's two shelters here in town. There's the Humane Society, the Larimer Humane Society. Which couldn't have been more sad. It looked like the animal jail in Lady and the Tramp. We're just only here to break your heart. I hadn't planned on, I was looking for a dog because that's the only animal that's really a fit for me. I forget who it was that said it, but pigs are smarter than you. Whatever it was, but dogs treat you as equals is what the deals were. I don't need that. I need to have a dog. I mean, that's what I need. I need to have an animal that is he's right on about the same IQ level. I'm visually impaired, so people keep trying to talk me into a service dog. I don't want a dog. They're beautiful. They're well trained, but these dogs are smarter than I am. I could probably use them if just a little bit of training for him to do my taxes if I really wanted to. But anyway, so I want a dog. I've been talking about this on the air and thinking about it for a long time. But I saw a cat there that if I was ever going to get a cat, this cat was great. It was like if you took Buddha and a cat and you merged them together into Buddha Cat. He was great. I couldn't tell if it, they didn't have time to tell me whether it was the boy or a girl or give me any history on it. But the cat looked like it weighed about, I don't know, 70, 80 pounds, and it's just, you know, Buddha, and there he is, and not an expression on his face, doesn't move, doesn't, you know, standing straight up, looks kind of bored, looks like he's got that look on his face when people walk by, he kind of stands up to see when people walk by, then when they go by, he's back on unconscious. I thought, now that would be a cool cat to get, but, not quite ready to do it financially yet. It's a little more to adopt a dog than I thought. Well, then I went to a place called Animal House here in town, which is also a wonderful organization. But what makes them stand apart is they're a no-kill shelter. But as a result, it's $125 to adopt a dog or a cat or a pet. Whatever at the Humane Society, it's $225 over at Animal House. It's like, hey, so by the time you do, you know, shots and leash and collar and, you know, all the dog supplies and toys, you're looking in the area. The general starting off point, I think you're looking at $300, $400 maybe. You also got to buy him a little bed of his own, even though your bed is going to be the one that he's going to pick. Hold on a second here while I have a lovely beverage. Take a moment and have something to drink. Excuse me. Hopefully you took a chance there to grab a beverage with some caffeine. For me, it's I've been getting back to getting fairly busy again here the last couple of weeks. So this does feel like a Monday. Generally, I would just have brain fog all week long, but today is a Monday, and I had a very nice, relaxing weekend. Obviously, I had to watch some baseball, watch some Rockies, kept up with my Cubs, saw the Broncos, and watched the big game they had, caught CSU. Excuse me again. And then I actually went to the CSU game in person, and they played out live at Hughes Stadium. I figure I've got to go this year because it's the last season for for Sonny Lubick Field at Hughes Stadium before they move to their new on-campus stadium. Did I mention that we're here at Ramblewood? Have I done that yet? He asks out loud a rhetorical that he asked to himself in an empty room. Have we done that? We're here from the Ramblewood studio here in Fort Collins. Oh, that's right. From the northwest corner of City Park in Fort Collins. That's right. And I began talking about all the wonderful things that are available in Fort Collins. Really, you need to come out to Colorado sometime. If you live in Colorado, you know how lucky you are to live here. Let me rephrase it. If you live in the western portion, western half of Colorado, you realize that, or if it's not far to get to the western half. If you live in the eastern half, it's like a cross between Kansas and North Dakota. It's not nice. It's not. I mean, there used to be a lot of farmland out there, but they don't even have. I don't even think they have that so much out there. I might be wrong, but there is not a lot going on in the eastern half. But the western half of Colorado, just beautiful. Come out and visit us. Don't stay. We don't need any more people who live here because the traffic has nothing to do that we have. I've said this before. We don't have so much traffic. We just don't have people here who know how to drive. And I never noticed that until I quit driving. and became a permanent passenger because people just they have to start testing people. They have to start giving people the driver's test every year. They have to give them an IQ test. they have to give them a competency hearing. They have to a competency hearing. They have to start doing all of that to screen people up. Because they will scare you half to death. They'll just pull right out in front of you, right out in front of you, and then it just these it's just hairpin turns, and I digress, so to speak. Ramble with Studios, looking out the weather window here today. It's as I said, it is a beautiful day. Over the weekend, yesterday, with the Broncos, the Denver Broncos are now 2-0, which no one would have predicted. They're 2-0. They beat the Indianapolis Colts yesterday, 34-20. And next week they'll be in Cincinnati playing the Bengals, the Broncos and the Bengals, Sunday on the 26th. Last night in Sunday Night Football, Minnesota beat the Green Bay Packers 17-14. And tonight on Monday Night Football, it's the Chicago Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles. Take a peek here. Baseball, interesting weekend. Interesting because the Rockies are now, they've been playing up and down and up and down and up and down, and now it seems like they're rebounding here a little late here, but they're doing an end of the season blast here that I hope will last till the end of the season because it's been fun. They beat San Diego. They took the sweep. They won the 3-game series. And Friday they beat the Padres 8-7. Saturday they won. This was the one to watch. Colorado beat San Diego 8-0. And their pitcher, their young stud, soon to be ace pitcher for next season, his name is John Gray. He had a complete game shutout with 16 strikeouts. So pretty amazing game, pretty amazing performance from him. Padres 6-3. And then baseball coming up tonight. You've got the Colorado Rockies playing the St. Louis Cardinals as they come to town tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. If you like college basketball, college football, there was a lot of that going on. I mentioned that I was at CSU, and good Lord, just I've been to the first two home games, and they just couldn't be more perfect. And I have come back east. I've gone with no suntan lotion, no sunscreen, and come back just looking like a lobster. It's just not even pretty. I have two colors. I have caulk. I'm Caucasian. I put the caulk in Caucasian. That's what I meant to say. But I came back roasty toasty, looking like a marshmallow that had been left out of the fire too long. But just wonderful day. It was great to be out there. And I ran into some family and some friends again. The Rams beat the UNC Bears by a score of 47-21. And it really, to be fair, was never even really that close. So their first CSU's first game was a neutral site. We're here in Fort Collins. They played CU. So Fort Collins, a team from Fort Collins and a team from Boulder played each other in Denver. So even though it's neutral, it's pretty close to being a home game for both teams because of the proximity. Last week, they played at home. They beat the University of Texas San Antonio yesterday over the weekend. They were at home, and then they take off on the road to Minnesota, where they'll be playing the Minnesota – oh, good Lord. Are they the Golden Gophers? I don't know. I just it left my brain, and I didn't write it down. They're playing the Minnesota team. Yeah, now I sound like my mom. They're playing that team from Minnesota. Okay. CU continues their losing ways. They got beat last week by Idaho State. They won big over Idaho State last week. They got killed yesterday by Michigan. Michigan beat a real big surprise in Michigan by a score of 45-28. And then they play the Oregon Ducks on the road as well. They'll be playing there this coming Saturday, so that should be fun to see. And don't forget, if you're thinking about college football, college sports in general, and you're here in Fort Collins, the Coors Light CSU Football Coaches Show with head coach Mike Bobo is every Wednesday at CBN Pods at 7 o'clock here in town. CBN Pods here in Fort Collins, I think it's 10 or 12 locations around Colorado, but the one that the Coaches Show happens to be at is in where the Foothills Fashion Mall has recently been renovated. So come on out and see that. That every week. It's always a good time. Get out there early and make sure that you get your seats. I haven't been to the new place. I'm sure it's bigger, but it was always a challenge finding seats. At the 19th. So let's not take any more time here describing this. It's 10. What do we got here? I say don't take any more time, and then I go ahead and do that. It's 10:15. Here's September, because it is September. This is Earth, Wind, and Fire. My name is David Bugles, and this is the $12 Radio Show. And it really is. Am I talking over the music? I probably shouldn't be doing that. Okay. All right. Maurice White, Philip Bailey, and Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. David Bublitz with you here. It's almost 10:19 here on a Monday morning, Mountain Standard Time. Thanks for tuning in to the Monday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show, which is going unless there is a complete change of my mental faculties here. I believe the plan is to go to Sundays once a week, beginning once a week every every Sunday. I think I've said that now a couple of times. Every Sunday, beginning on Sunday, October the 2nd. The tentative starting time will be 7 o'clock p.m. So, excuse me, will be 5 o'clock p.m. Okay, I'm looking at my notes now. And then you'll be able to listen to the show live and call in, as we always have done, but you'll also be able to listen to the show, the show for the week, all week long, archived. We're doing that right now anyway through Blog Talk Radio. You just look up blogtalkradio.com/12 the words dollar radio show. Pretty easy to find, and it should put you right to my page to a specific show, and then it'll show you the whole list of, I think there's about, well, I told you there's 144, there will be 144 episodes archived at the end of today, so you can find the show that way. Also, you can find and friend me on Facebook, and if you'd like to talk today, there's no guest today, so you and I can have a chance to chat. It's 646-564-9650, 646-564-9650. Today's quote of the day, I like this a lot, it's from Oscar Wilde. Experience is simply the name we give to our mistakes. That's the way my resume is put together. There's a website that had trivia questions, so I grabbed one of these off their site. They send one to you every day. This one seems a little bit too easy, so I think if you were going to call in, most people listen to the show archived, but if you were going to call in, I believe caller number one or two would immediately win and get a prize if we had one. Oh, if somebody calls in, I'll find you a prize. You know, we'll do that. I'm very easy to get a hold of. All you have to do is to get a hold of you, just need to call that number, and then, or else during the show when we're live, or you can go ahead and email me at Dave Bublitz, B-U-B-L-I-T-Z, the word comedy, DaveBublitzComedy@gmail.com. Today's trivia question is brought to you by Trojan Condoms. What? No. Really? Honest? No, stop it. Trivia question for the day is, whose son was kidnapped in 1932 in what would eventually be called and described as the crime of the century? Whose son was kidnapped in 32, as it would be described as the crime of the century? Was it Babe Ruth? Was it Charles Lindbergh? Was it Walt Disney? Or was it Henry Ford? We'll give you an answer to that a little bit later on in the show. So keep an eye out for that. Okay. There's that much going on. Yeah. Week away from the first presidential debates between Trump and Hillary. Nothing really exciting going on. We know that Donald finally believes that Obama was born here in America, and we also know that because he's got a wild imagination. We also know that Hillary has a hard time being completely truthful. She had pneumonia, but she wouldn't tell anybody apparently, but then she did. Because I forget what that was. It was last week, or maybe a little bit more than a week ago. She fell out of her limo in front of the 9/11 memorial. So, yeah, it would have been just about a week ago. I don't know. It's just I've been saying this for weeks, going on the months, and almost into a year. I just don't care anymore. It's not a matter of I know who I want. I know who I don't want. So it's like a poke in the eye or a slap in the head. Which would you rather have? I guess I'll take the slap in the head. Okay. All right. Emmy Awards were last night out there in Hollywood, hosted it was on the ABC television network, and it was hosted by the lovely and talented Jimmy Kimmel. I don't have all the nominees in front of me, but I do have the winners. I didn't get a chance to see a lot of the show, but what little I did seemed to be very entertaining. Best Drama, Game of Thrones, not a big surprise, 2 years in a row. Best Actor for Mr. Robot, his name is Rami Malek. I don't know anything about him. I've not actually even seen the show. I have basic cable, and I should go ahead and get that because it's on USA. Best actress in a drama is Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black, which I think is Netflix. Best supporting actor from the show Bloodline is Ben Mendelsohn. Not a big surprise, the best supporting actress in a supporting best supporting actress from Downton Abbey is Maggie Smith. In comedy, the best comedy show of the year, again, for what seems like it's been on the air for 6 years and every year it wins, and I think it's one of the funniest shows on the air, is Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. The best actor in a comedy is Jeffrey Tambor from Transparent. Best actress, well, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Best supporting actor is Louis Anderson in Baskets. It's with Zach Galifianakis. It's on Fox or FX. And the fact that it had Zach Galifianakis kind of kept me away. But I guess I'll have to track that down because I've always been a fan of Louis. Oh, he just sounds worn out and pissed off. He's just not even pissed off, just worn out and just tired of everything. Just listening to you, I'm just tired. That was, by the way, the worst impression that you'll ever hear. Best supporting performance by an actress from SNL, Kate McKinnon. Best variety show was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Best writing for a variety show, also as well, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. And best limited run TV show, all the awards seem to have went to The People versus O.J. Simpson. A show you couldn't get me to watch at gunpoint. I couldn't do it. I lived through it. I was there. I heard enough about it. I don't really have an opinion one way or another anymore. It's one of those things. We were beaten to death with it. It was just drilled into our head. Well, I guess I do have an opinion about it. That's what's keeping me from watching it. But it won best series, best limited series. Courtney B. Vance won for best actor in a limited series, and Sarah B. Paulson, who, if you look at her dress online, wow, hey, that's a girl. Yes, that's a dress. Wow, I enjoyed it a lot. I didn't watch the show, but I did check that picture out for quite a while. Does he sound creepy? Oh yeah, no, he definitely sounds creepy. There is no doubt about that. Top 10 motion pictures at the box office last week from RottenTomatoes.com include number 10 from Disney with Robert Redford and Bryce Dallas Howard, the remake of Pete's Dragon. Number 9 is the film Kubo and the Two Strings. Number 8 is a animated film that looks like it's going to slide out of the box office in a hurry. Number 8, it's Wildlife. Number 7, wrapping things up pretty close here, is Suicide Squad, which had a pretty nice run at the theater. Number 6, kind of a minor hit, kind of a minor movie, doesn't look great, but When the Bottle Breaks. Number 5 is the low-budget scary movie that people actually had very good things to say about. It was called Don't Breathe. Number 4 was opening week for Oliver Stone's motion picture starring Edward Norton Snowden about the CIA operative that – or what was it? I don't even remember all the details. I remember that he was exposing – whatever. It's an Oliver Stone. I'm just all of a sudden I'm drawing a blank about. Yeah, that's what it is. Was that off or was that on? I had a brain shutdown there for a second, and for the life of me, I couldn't tell you anything about Edward Snowden. And my mind just went blank. All I remember about the film was that it was an Oliver Stone movie, and it was about the Snowden story, and I think that's what it was. Not a big opening, it was not a big box office splash, but I think the biggest part of the reason had to do with the fact that it was directed by Oliver Stone, and they thought he might have had might not have been the most objective choice to have directed that. That was weird there. That was a moment of brain damage, and then a moment of silence there as the audio just went out here, which is sad because we don't have the video. There is none to be found, no matter how far you may or may not look. Number 3 was Bridget Jones's Baby. Not a big hit again at all, but it's been a long time since the last Bridget Jones movie. Number 2, another film that I think they waited too long to do a sequel, Blair Witch. At number one, the continued success of the Tom Hanks Clint Eastwood collaboration of the pilot Captain Chesley Sullenberger, Sully, at number one now, the total box office draw of almost $70 million. It right now is just about 10:30. I thank you guys again for being here. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break before we do segment number three here. And I'm going to go ahead and play, as I can do that. I can play whatever I want, actually. It's right in front of me. Here's a fun one. It's Michael Fronte from Spearhead. The song is called Say Hey. I'm going to see if I can keep my brain here on full alert here. Keep it moving along here. Because it's already been identified. Dave's having a slow day. So Say Hey from Michael Fronte. David Bublitz here on the Monday edition of the Mentally Challenged version of the $12 Radio Show.
Come down, Selecta.
Fronte, David Bublitz with you on the Monday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show. Thanks for being here. on a Monday. It's about 10:34, 10:35, something like that here, Mountain Standard Time. If you're listening live, I asked you before, if you liked, you can definitely give us a call. If not, if you're listening to this archives later on, thanks for tuning in. Regardless how it is that you found us or where it is that you have found us, I appreciate that you're tuning in, and please pass the word on. As I said, the unofficial announcement at this point right now is it will become a weekly show. I think just because it feels better. I should be able to get more guests that way, maybe play a little bit of comedy clips, things like that. Just a lot of different reasons. But let's go ahead here at 10:35 to take a look at music news. In 2010, Baltimore, Maryland, a bronze bust of Frank Zappa was dedicated outside an East Baltimore library. In 2000, Madonna's album Music was released. And in 1997, VH1 aired Storytellers live for the very first time. The show is a 90-minute special featuring Elton John from New Orleans. That would have been pretty cool. I did not remember seeing that when that was out. I've heard of the show, but that would be cool to dig that up. Number nine, in 1992, the LP The One was released by Elton John. 1988, Bon Jovi released the LP New Jersey in the United States. 1987, the Farm Aid concert took place at the University of Nebraska. 1986, Paul McCartney released the LP Press to Play. 1985, a U.S. Senate committee heard testimony on labeling and rating of music initiated by the Parents Music Resource Center. And also, if you don't remember who was behind that, everyone keeps talking about Bill Clinton, if you're a Democrat or you're just a fan of Bill Clinton, what a wonderful guy he was. Well, that was Tipper Gore's big idea. That was her big pet project. Wasn't health care. Wasn't childhood poverty. Wasn't helping people in need. Yeah, we need to rate albums. Okay, all right, I don't know. That's good, I guess. Now, 1981, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel recorded their concert in Central Park for an HBO special. The material was recorded in New York's Central Park. In 1978, Living in the USA was released by Linda Ronstadt. 1975, Eric Clapton got a gold record for I Shot the Sheriff. 1974, Bad Company's debut LP went gold. 1974, Max Weinberg made his debut as the drummer for Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. Graham Parsons of the Byrds died of a drug overdose back in 1973. Steppenwolf won his first gold record for Born to be Wild. Did they have more than one? I can't think of another song they had that was big, but okay, in 1968 that happened. Elvis Presley left a Brooklyn naval base to sail to Germany to be with his army unit. And what else is there? Oh my, and if you just want to really go way back, nobody that's listening to this show, unless you're 90, I think, 90 would know this, myself not included here as well. Indian Love Call was recorded by the then recording duo of Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald. My mom would be 90 this year, this coming year, in January 2017. And so 36, she was 9, she remembered that song. That was one right there. And in 1928, even older, The Singing Fool with Al Jolson was released. Today in television history, we'll go ahead and take a peek at that. Wait a minute. Yeah, today in let's do today in music history. I'm doing this off the music history. Sorry, I'm having a problem with my computer. Having a problem with my brain before, like I told you before. Excuse me. That was music history, Dave. it's just sad. Let's go ahead and take that off. There we go. Today in sports history, I think, is what we'll do instead. Today in sports history, 1999, Sammy Sosa became the first major league player to hit 60 home runs twice in two different seasons. 1997, Mark McGwire became the first major league player to hit 20 or more home runs for two teams in the same season. It was his 54th home run of the season. 1984, Pete Rose reached the 100-hit plateau for the 22nd consecutive year. He also tied for the National League's record for doubles with 725. 1949, Ralph Kiner of the Pittsburgh Pirates became the first National League player to hit 50 home runs in two different seasons. And in 1901, all Major League Baseball games were canceled for the funeral of United States President Mr. William McKinley. Today, what's left here? Oh, TV history? I was going to do, well, you know what? I was going to tell you about birthdays, but apparently he's not going to tell you about birthdays. Let's go ahead and do TV history then. Television history today. Well, no, television history. I hate it when a computer, I have Comcast. Hopefully that explains everything to you. Might have taken about 5 minutes. 2005, the pilot episode of How I Met Your Mother was aired on CBS. 1999, the first episode of Judging Amy aired. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air began its fifth season with its 100th episode back in 1994. 1994, then NBC began airing the television series ER. 1984, NBC began airing the Michael Landon TV show Highway to Heaven. Back in 1972, the 100th episode of Hawaii Five-O aired. 1970, the first episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show aired on CBS. And in 1955, Eva Marie Saint, Frank Sinatra, and Paul Newman starred in the producer's showcase presentation of Our Town on NBC. And lastly, but of course not leastly, the birthdays for the day. You figure it wouldn't be that hard to find it. There it is, page five, right there. Page five, he says in a confident tone. Birthdays today, there's a diverse list here. Academy Award-winning actor Jeremy Irons is 68. Twiggy, the actress Twiggy, Leslie Hornby is 67 years old. Formerly of Good Morning America, Joan London is 65. Nile Rodgers of the band Chic is 64 as well. Kevin Hooks is 58. Country singer Trisha Yearwood is 52. From Saturday Night Live, Sherry O'Terry is 51. Jim Abbott, former Major League Baseball player, is 49. Jimmy Fallon from The Tonight Show is only 42. Surprised to see that he's still that young. And Allison Sweeney is 40 years old. And that concludes today's birthdays and all the other dates in history. I found a few other sites there. I think I may have covered a few too many. Today sounded a little bit like a taped rehearsal, so I apologize. We started out good. There was a few highlights, and then it just kind of unraveled. So we'll go ahead and leave it at that. But thanks so much for tuning in to the $12 show here today on a Monday. We will be back here tomorrow, and then you can continue to find us here after October 2nd, when we go every Sunday at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So you begin to tune in at that point. Are you psyched? That's the plan. Things in my life could always change on a given moment. But we're going to go ahead and wrap things up here. I've got David Bowie queued up. It's Rebel Rebel, everybody. Be good to everybody around you. There's no reason not to be. And, of course, be good to yourself as well, because there's no reason not to be. This is Rebel Rebel. This is David Bowie. My name is Dave Bubowitz, and this has been episode 144 of your $12 radio show. Hit it.